Part 5. A Natural History of Morals. In Part 5, A Natural History of Morals, Nietzsche makes clear his objections to traditional morality. Philosophers who have written about morality have been largely ignorant about the history of moralities, and have thus missed the essential question. They believed they could ground morality in reason, but they all failed and ended up creating their systems in response to their own desires. Nietzsche makes clear he is not objecting to morality because he wants to promote freedom for people to do whatever they want. Discipline and obedience, he insists, are essential for the creation of anything valuable. But the highest natures must be free to impose discipline on themselves, so that their will to power can express itself outwardly in the most creative way, as happens in the case of artists who, when they create, answer to the stern demands of their imaginations in a manner that is anything but free. Moral and religious systems which impose themselves on everyone, insisting that everyone must answer to the same morality, prevent this form of creativity by suppressing the individuality of the highest and best forms of humanity. This tendency is fostered, too, by our tendency to subsume all experience into familiar patterns, so that we have an inherent inability to recognize something very new, or to look at something and recognize its uniquely distinctive features. In this section, Nietzsche also offers a quick historical overview on one of his favorite topics, the development of slave morality. This occurs when a society originally founded by noble masters, aristocratic, free, savage creatures without morality, becomes so secure that it no longer needs those noble qualities to protect itself from external threat. Then those who have to obey become afraid of their master's qualities, invert values so that the qualities of the masters become evil and the qualities of the ruled become good, and impose these values on everyone. Nietzsche gives the credit and blame for this to the Jews. The result of this inversion has been the development of a debased humanity, what Nietzsche calls the herd, and the demand that the desires of the herd, especially its need for obedience, should be imposed on everyone in the name of democracy, science, socialism, and progress. To those who can understand this process, the prospect is extremely painful.